President Obama lied to the American people again on Thursday night. He set the table with the idea he's been dedicated to what he calls fixing our broken immigration system since being elected. Obama claims that he has the executive authority to do things which require federal agencies to spend money accomplishing. That's a direct violation of the Constitution, as only the Congress can authorize the expenditure of money, and only for what is authorized by congressional action in the form of a law. Right off the bat in his address to curry favor with non-Americans that he and Democrats want eventually to turn into Democrat voters, Obama cited independent experts as backing up some of his economic claims. Would that be MIT's Jonathan Gruber or any of his other independent experts who fed us lie after lie about his other signature program, Obamacare? He talked about people paying back taxes. Really? How? If these folks were undocumented, how do you then go back and document the cash-only off-the-books work in which they've engaged for years? Obama called his program one of accountability. Another ridiculous claim is no matter what you dress it up in, it's allowing those who have come here and stayed here illegally to remain here. That's hardly accountability in the rule of law. He even dared talk of hypocrisy, the hypocrite calling others such. Obama is a liar of the worst kind, one who puts the future of the nation and others at risk simply to gain political advantage. The entire premise of his actions, that Congress wouldn't act, ignores that he and his party controlled all just 4 years ago and chose not to act. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me for Pratt on Texas at 5 p.m.